D'mai Perek Alf Mishnah Beis. So we said previously that the Rav said there's a chumrah by Meiser Sheni because the Amaratzim do not take off Meisers. And Meiser Sheni, in order to prevent us from either eating outside Yerushalayim or eating it bituma, just in case that would happen, and the Ama Aretz did not take off Meiser Sheni, and this is Chayv Meiser Sheni, and we did that, so we're more careful by Meiser Sheni as well, besides for the Chumas Meisers. So this Mishnah deals with Meiser Sheni. So Hadmai, so now that we have to be careful with Meiser Sheni, what do? So we have to be podet in order to eat the fruits. We have to set aside Meiser Sheni. And if we don't want to take it to Yerushalayim, we have to redeem it. We have to be podet. Now normally when you podet Meiser Sheni, that's just regular Meiser Sheni, so you have to give a chomesh, which is a fifth that you have to pay to redeem it. Now if you do not give this fifth, the pidyon is still chal on the main part. So in other words, if the fruits were worth $20, whatever the currency is, if you give the $20, although you had to give a chomesh, an additional amount, even if you didn't give that amount, it's still okay, and the food becomes chulin, and the money becomes kodesh, and you bring it to Yerushalayim, and you use the money to buy food in Yerushalayim. But here, mistama, the fruits that you have from Naam Aretz, there is no Meiser Sheni here at all. It was already taken out most of the time that happened. Only midrabanan, you have to be mafresh. So even though you're mafresh and you have to pay the Karen, you do not have to pay the extra amount of chomesh, because mistama, he took off Meiser Sheni anyway, but we're just being machmer, but you don't have to be that machmer to take off and to pay a chomesh as well. Ve'ein lo bir, and also the second part is, since it's only derabanan, you also do not have to get rid of it after 3 years of a Shemitah cycle, like we explained at the end of Peah. In that fourth year, Erev Pesach, a person had to get rid of all of his Trumas and Meisers. He had to do bir, biarti HaKodesh min HaBayis. We had to get rid of and give the Trumas and Meisers to the Kohanim and the Levim. So this demai, this Meiser Sheni midrabanan, did not require bir at that time. You could keep it in the house. And again, Meiser Sheni of Demai, an Onen Lo Aleinu, is allowed to eat it because the Chum didn't make a Gzera on Demai regarding an Onen. So it says, by Vidur Meiser, it says, Lo Achalti Ba'onim Imenu. And that's part of the Vidur. The person that's making the Vidur, he says he never ate Meiser Sheni while he was an Onen. So there we see that a person is allowed to eat Meiser Sheni while they're an Onen. But Meiser Sheni of Demai, they're allowed to. Because again, Rove of the times, it says not Meiser Sheni anyway. It's only Din Darabon, and they weren't so Machmer. V'nichnas L'Yushalayim V'yetz. And there's another Din that Meiser Sheni, once it goes into Yushalayim, is not allowed to leave Yushalayim. But Meiser Sheni Midrabonon of Demai, you are allowed to. Abdin is miuto bedrachim, and one is allowed to get rid of even a small amount while they're on their way. So if there's a small amount, even if it's not a big deal, the Rav says, we just want to throw it out, just a small amount that he wants to just get rid of, you're allowed to leave it out on the way, and you don't have to be careful. Masha Inkain on Meiser Sheni, that's Vadai, one is not allowed to do this. He has to make sure that he keeps everything, and he doesn't lose anything along the way, and he has to take everything to Yerushalayim. And then you can also give the Meiser Sheni to an Ama Aretz, and you don't have to be concerned that he's going to eat it betuma. Mashenkin avadai Meiser Sheni, you can't give it to Ama Aretz because of that very chashash that he's going to eat it betuma. And while you're with this Ama Aretz in Yerushalayim, and you just gave him Meiser Sheni from Demai, which could have been from a different Ama Aretz, so you had Meiser Sheni of Demai, you brought it to Yerushalayim, you gave it to an Ama Aretz, you're not concerned he's going to eat it betuma. And you, let's say you paid him with these fruits and he gave you back different fruits, you can eat those very fruits that he gave you in exchange for these peiros. And we can eat this food in Yerushalayim b'tahara. Umechalonoy soy kesef al kesef. Now normally, Meiser Sheni, one is not allowed to be poida from kesef. Let's say somebody had kesef of Meiser Sheni, and he wanted it to be poida on different kesef. So you're not allowed to do that lechatchila. But the evidence still poida, and the kedusha transfers, but lechatchila one should not. However, by Meiser Sheni of Demai, one is allowed to do even kesef to kesef, or similar types of coins to similar types of coins. So the Mishnah continues, Umechalonoy soy kesef al kesef, so silver to silver, one is allowed to transfer the kedusha of Meiser Sheni. Nechoshes al nechoshes is also copper to copper, kesef al nechoshes, also, so silver to copper, unechoshes al aperis, and also from copper to peris, to other fruit. So now you're going to another fruit here. So you started from fruit, and then you ended up by nechoshes, and now back to peris again, back to fruit. So you can do that. Now the Mishnah that we have is a vulvad. The Rav does not have the word, it's actually a machlekes, and it's going to depend on how you're going to learn the Mishnah, but we're going to go with the way the Rav learns. And the Rav just had v'yachsor v'yifta es haperis, divrei Rebbe Meir. So Rebbe Meir held that you can be poided onto peris, and not only that, if you would want to be poided back to money, you can also. The Chum say that if you do this again and you go back to Paris and you pay the money and you transfer the Kedusha to Paris again, you cannot be paid to this Paris to money anymore. You have to take these Paris to Yerushalayim. And the Rav says the halacha is like the Chum, not Reb Meir.